I just want to take a few minutes here and talk about something that we're all aware of and that is not anything new. But I want to turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 10. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse number 10. And I'm just going to read down the verse through verse 12. Again, these are very familiar scriptures to us. I just have a few thoughts here this evening, and I'm really looking forward to praying. I'm really looking forward to getting together and praying, but I think this is important also, and looking at God's word, and so I don't want to rush it. But just have two or three thoughts here this evening. We are in a battle. We are in a war. And we don't have to enlist, if you want to put it that way, to be involved in this war. As the children of God, we are just naturally already involved because we have an adversary already. As soon as we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, as soon as we repented and became a child of God through God's grace and through faith, and we had an enemy right off the bat, and he is merciless, and he will not stop. So there is a war, and it goes on continuously. But I thank God that we have an answer. I thank God that we have the victory already. We have the victory. We are already winners. We are already victors through Jesus Christ, because he hath given us the victory over death, over sin, over Satan. He has already defeated Satan. And I don't know if Satan realizes it. I guess he does. He's already defeated. It's already been prophesied. It's already been told. He's already defeated. But he is ramping things up in these days, and we ought to be aware of that, and we ought to be watchful. And I believe the Word of God is very careful to tell us that. And so here in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, the Bible says this: "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Now, why did God tell us that? Because we need it. We need to know it. Because we need to know where our strength lies. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." We cannot fight this war in our own strength and in our flesh. We cannot stand against the wiles of the devil in our flesh and in our own strength. Verse 11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." We cannot stand without the armor of God, without God's protection. Verse 12, "Why? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I'm going to stop reading there. Father, I thank you for your word, and I pray that you just help us this evening for a few minutes. God, we need your strength. We need your help. We live in days that are troubling. We live in days that are difficult. But God, we know that you have won. We know that you are already victorious, and we stand in that victory in Christ Jesus, and we're so grateful for that. Lord, help us to take the scriptures, apply them in our lives, that we may be able to stand in these days. And Lord, we are grateful for your word. We're grateful for your spirit. We're grateful for the power of God. And we again ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen. Going on to verse 13, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." I preached a message years ago about a man named Shammah. Y'all remember a man named Shammah out of the Old Testament? Probably would have been in 2 Kings, I believe. He was one of David's mighty men. And we can read through those scriptures about those men that David had around him, those mighty men, and some of the great feats that they did. But Shammah, one day, the Bible just said that he went out into a field of lentils. And I preached a message years ago talking about protecting the pea patch. And he went out in the middle of that field. And the Bible says where was a patch of lentils. And it was their homeland. And he was protecting it against the invading army. And he went out there, one man, and he stood and he protected and he fought that garrison of those Philistines off and kept that land for his people. And sometimes all we can do, the Bible says he went out there in the middle of it and he stood. And sometimes that's all we can do. We've got an onslaught coming against us. We have things against us every day, all day long. And sometimes all we can do is just stand. But we have to know what we're standing on. We have to know what we're standing for. We have to know what we're standing with. And I think these scriptures help us to see that. In verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And it continues on, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And all of these things we need to do and able to stand in this war that we're facing. And it's a war we cannot see. Now, I know there's things going on in Iran and things going on with Israel. There's always conflict over there. There's always going to be conflict over there until the Lord comes and he brings peace. There's always going to be conflict in that part of the world because that's God's people. And they will always be hated and they will always be fought against. And there will always be those that are trying to destroy them. But God has promised them that he will keep them and he will spare a remnant and that they will be delivered one day. And there's great promises about that. But we are involved in this warfare. And we have an adversary and he is relentless and he is ruthless and he just keeps coming. He just keeps coming. But because of the society and the world that we live in now, some things we've kind of become desensitized to a lot of things. And we have kind of forgotten who it is that we stand against. And we as Christians, sometimes it becomes easy to blame things on politicians or different things that are going on in the world. But, you know, we have one adversary. And he uses people to fulfill his desire, his will, if you want to say it. And we have to realize that, as the Word of God says here, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Yes, people do things. Yes, people sin. Yes, people do harmful and wicked and evil things. But our adversary is the devil. Our enemy is the devil. He knows some things. He knows that if he can control people's minds, if he can control the things in society, he can begin to control people's desires. He can begin to control the morality of a society. And when he can do that, he begins to shape generations into what he can work with. And that's why the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, the roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We have to be sober. We have to be aware. We always have to be on guard. And it is tiring. It is hard sometimes because we always have to be on guard. We always have to be watching. But what makes it easier is when the people of God are watching each other's back. And when we're praying and helping one another. And this is a big part of that. Coming together in the middle of the week and sharing our burdens with one another, bearing each other's burdens, praying for one another, that strengthens us, that helps us, and that prepares us. And it encourages us that others are watching out for our good as well. So Satan targets the lost. We know that he He targets the lost and he tries to keep them from God and from hearing the gospel. He also will target God's people. And I've talked about that recently. And if he can get God's people to let down their morals and let down their guard and go back on things they used to believe, he can get control. We need to be vigilant. And I believe that means we've got to be on our knees. We've got to be on our face before God. We need to be in our Bibles more and more and more all the time. And we need to make sure that we're not conforming to the things of this world. You know, the Bible still says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And so we need to be careful that we're not loving and getting too tied down to the things of this world. And Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the Bible talks about the helmet of salvation. And I said before, Satan likes to work in the mind. And I think I mentioned on Sunday, there's things going through the air, waves, sound waves, and things going through the air that affect us, and we really don't even know how sometimes or why. We don't understand those things, but so much is going on that we can't see. In the spiritual realm, things going on that we can't see. We need to make sure our minds are protected. And the best way to do that is, number one, to be saved and to stay in the Word of God, to keep our minds on God, keep our minds on the things of God. And that will be protection for us. And so there is a warfare. And we need to understand what's going on around us. And we need to guard. We need to guard our minds. We need to guard our hearts, that our hearts are not turned to the things of this world. That's what we read there in Romans 12. Be not conformed. Romans 13:11 says that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. And I think a lot of churches and a lot of Christians are just kind of falling asleep and not realizing what's going on. And so we have to guard. You know, we've got to guard our homes. We've got to guard our hearts. And we need to help each other as we go through this. Joshua made a stand, and he understood what was going on. And he said in Joshua 24:15, said, you know, you choose you this day whom you will serve. Either, you know, the gods on the other side of Jordan, or whether you're going to serve the living God. But he says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so we need to make up our minds, and we need to put on the armor of God, like the Word of God tells us, and the whole armor of God. Truth matters, righteousness matters, faith matters, salvation matters, the Word of God matters. All those things we add to ourselves, and we continue in those things. And God says, if we will do that, then he said, you may be able to withstand and stand against the wiles of the devil. So we are not defeated. He cannot defeat us spiritually. He cannot have our souls. But he will fight against us. He will try to get our children. He will try to get our grandchildren. He will try to discourage us. He will try to break us down. And he is, again, relentless, and he is ruthless. But God tells us that we have an answer for it. Because if we will do as he says he tells us to do, then we may be able to stand against those wiles. We can stand. We can get through the difficult times. Pray. Preach the truth. Preach the gospel. Protect our homes. Raise our children and grandchildren for God. I know sometimes those grandchildren, distance gets in between, and we don't get to see grandchildren like we would like to, and we don't have the influence in their lives that we wish we could. But we pray without ceasing. We pray without ceasing for our children, for our grandchildren, and stay faithful to the truth. And as Ephesians 6 says in verse 13, and having done all to stand. We do all we can, and then we stand. The war is real. The enemy is real. He is active. But we also understand that God has not left us defenseless. We have a defense. We have a hope. We have a strength. We have a power in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and in the truth of His Word. We are in a battle. We are in a war. But thank God, He hath given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So just a short encouragement tonight. I know there's a lot going on. There's a lot of tragedy. There's a lot of heartache. There's a lot of discouraging things going on. But at the same time, it is exciting. And I don't know that you feel that way, but it is. It is exciting because we know all these things must take place. And we don't like it that the socialists are gaining ground in our country and the communists are gaining ground. We don't like that. I hate to hear those things. It troubles me to hear those things. But at the same time, things have to take place for God to accomplish what He intends to accomplish. Amen. And even though we hate to see those things happen, we must keep in mind that God is in control. No matter what man does, no matter what men do, no matter what leaders and politicians do, God is still in control and God knows all about it. We just need to stay true to Him, not get defeated, not get discouraged, and not get depressed and not get down about it. Realize God's in control and let's just stand. And sometimes that's all we can do. Sometimes I just have to take a deep breath and just say, God, I know You're in control. And I know You're going to see us through. And trust Him to do so. Amen. Father, thank You, Lord. And I just pray for Your help and Your strength for all of us here at Northwood Baptist Church. God, we pray that You would be with Your children. Lord, help us to stand and to realize that we have the victory. You've already given us the victory in Christ Jesus. And one day, God, we will be home with You. And one day we'll rejoice. And in that eternal day, God, we will rejoice in the blessings of God. And Lord, we look forward to that day. But while we're here, we ask for Your help as we just try to stand on truth, on righteousness. And Lord, help us to be a lighthouse. Lord, help us to be a beacon of truth and righteousness in this world around us. And God, give us the strength that we need to stand. And for all of it, we give You the thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.